الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل فقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحرض المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make qital and jihad fi sabilillah. Allah instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight in the path of Allah. We must remember ayat of this nature are revealed in Madinah Munawwara, not in Makkah and Mukarramah. In Makkah and Mukarramah for solid 13 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were suffering and they were being punished by the kuffar, by the disbelievers. And during that time, there were times where Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, could they retaliate, could they fight back and take back their haq, their right as well. But throughout that period, Quran speaks about asfah anhum, that forgive, tolerate, make maaf. Until they came to Madinah Munawwara, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to make hijrah, then during that hijrah as well, the kuffar did not stop there. They continued to trouble the Muslims and give them all type of sorts of eitha and harm. And after coming to Madinah Munawwara, after they migrated to Madinah Munawwara, there too, they continued to trouble the Muslims until finally the verse was revealed, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, that now permission is granted for those who have been fought, in other words, for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, permission is now granted, their leave and permission is now given to them, that they can now retaliate and fight back. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, because they are oppressed. They are now mazlumin. So the zalimin were the kuffar. Right from the beginning, they continued to trouble the Muslims in Makkah and Mukarramah for such a long period of time. And throughout the time, Allah said, forgive, overlook, and tolerate. Now when they came into Madinah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses of jihad, and Allah made it fard then upon the Muslims. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in this verse. Allah says, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is your mission now to fight fi sabilillah. And we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone here. But who is meant? Not only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is meant in this verse, it's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, because his ummah are his followers. لا تكلف إلا نفسك. But Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are not responsible for anybody but yourself. So in other words here, you have to do it even if it be alone, single-handed. You should take this mission upon yourself, that I am going to wage war fi sabilillah because it's an order and instruction given to me by Allah. Now what happens if somebody doesn't join me in this part? Then Allah is saying, you are responsible for yourself. You don't have to worry about the next person. Your mission is fulfilled so long as you did it and you carried out and executed Allah's instruction and order. But وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, continue to give targhib to the believers, continue to encourage them to also join you. That is why we see so many ahadith regarding the virtue of al-jihad fi sabilillah. One hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah raises a person, a slave, an abd by 100 daraja in Jannah. And for who is that specific, that special daraja? It is for a mujahid. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that ma bayna darajatain, that between the two daraja, o kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between the two stages or the ranks, it is the distance, the masafa, the distance of ma bayna samai wal ard, the distance between the heavens and the earth. So 100 daraja, by 100 daraja an abd is being raised in Jannah, all because of him giving his life for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so you continue to encourage them. Then Allah says, عَسَى اللَّهُ, since the address here is since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed here in this verse, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sometimes The thought could come about that how am I going to do it all by myself? I'm going to give targhib, but if they don't follow, what do I do? Remember, in the verses that we've discussed before, we're speaking about munafiqeen. And there we said munafiqeen, they say ta'ah, obedience. Ita'ah, we are going to obey. But they weren't genuinely obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point came to this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that even if you have to do it alone, even if you have to do it alone, remember Allah is with you, because Allah says, Ya asallahu an yakuffa ba'sa alladhina kafaru. You might think that if I'm responsible for myself and I have to act upon this verse and carry out and execute Allah's command, how am I going to do it all alone? So Allah here removes the doubt that don't worry, you will still be victorious and successful. Asallahu an yakuffa ba'sa alladhina kafaru. Even if you do it alone, it is likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the ba'sa alladhina kafaru, the mischief that the kuffar are making. Wallahu ashaddu, that means just alone, single-handed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still help you, and Allah will remove their mischief. Wallahu ashaddu ba'sa, why? Because you must trust Allah. Allah is ashaddu ba'sa wa ashaddu tankila. Allah is mightier in power. Allah is mightier in strength. When it comes to war, Allah is the greatest. Wa ashaddu tankila. And it's not over here. You will be victorious in this dunya. And it's not over here. In the akhirat also, Allah is ashaddu tankila. Allah is stronger and mightier also in punishing the kuffar there for the zulam and the injustice that they caused to Islam and the Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.